Hello and welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Kobus Lertz, the Chief Executive of Pan-African Resources. Kobus, great to have you on the line, and you've just released an operational update for the 6 months ending 31st of December last year. Perhaps you'd like to start by giving us the highlights.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for having me. So it was a fairly challenging 6 months from a safety perspective and from a production perspective, specifically at our Barberton mines underground. That being said, I mean, the half that we're comparing against was a record in terms of production. So in terms of the Barberton safety, certainly concrete measures that we implemented to improve safety in the second half. And then also on the production side, we've managed to agree with our labor unions that we are converting the Barberton underground to continuous operations. So we're very excited about what that means for the future from a production perspective and just sort of for the asset in general. So we are guiding for a much improved performance in the second half of this financial year. And certainly the Rand gold price and the dollar gold price for that matter is also assisting us at this point.
Yes, I'm sure. Perhaps you'd like to run through some of the changes you're making in order to help the performance in that second half.
Sure. Well, before I do, I mean, it's again, it has to be mentioned that the rest of the portfolio performed pretty much in line with our expectations. So Elikhulu did very well, as did the BTRP, the other tailings operation we have at Barberton, and then also the Evander Underground delivered in terms of expectations. So on the Barberton Underground, what we're doing is we're converting our Fairview and Sheba mines to continuous operations. So instead of having 8-hour shifts, we will have 10-hour shifts. It'll give our teams a lot more face time, so to speak. So we certainly then have comfort in terms of achieving our blasts and our generation of ore. So that's very important. And then the Consort mine, which has been a bit of a problem child for us for a couple of years, we're converting to a contractor mining business or operation. So reducing the overheads, focusing on our really high grade areas, and then also exploration and development into some of the other existing known ore bodies. What all of this means is that we can increase production and we don't have to retrench any of our people at this point. So I think overall it's quite a favorable outcome.
Thanks, Kobus. Now, one thing that did stand out from the RNS this morning was that you are going to be installing some new solar panels to help combat the problem of intermittent energy supply. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we were the first South African miner to commission a large-scale solar plant at Evander. That was 10 megawatts. And we'll break ground at Barberton for 8 megawatts to start this in the next 2 or 3 months, and then also expand our Evander facility by at least 12 megawatts. So the aim for us is really to become as self-sustainable, self-sustaining from an electricity perspective as possible. And that benefits us on the cost side, but then also clearly from an ESG perspective, renewable energies is the way to go. And we can demonstrate the savings now. The initial 10 megawatts we have going at Evander has been a great success.
Thanks, Kobus. Is there anything that you'd like to say to anybody who's thinking of investing in the company at the moment?
Well, I think it seems like gold has some tailwinds in the year ahead. I mean, it wasn't a best start for us from a production perspective at Barberton. We are improving that, so as we've said. And then we're also very excited about the Mintails project. So that'll be another large-scale tailings retreatment business. Quite significant capital, about $140 million, but you know, you're going to be producing gold at sub $1,000 all in sustaining, and it's a long life asset. So we're really keen to get going on Mintails, and that can significantly improve our production in the years ahead.
All right then, Kobus. Well, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for the update. It was a pleasure to have you on, and best of luck for the rest of the financial year.
Thank you very much. Look forward to speaking soon.